David Klein, customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the first and last name on the account, please?
Hey, how are you doing, Brittany? My name is Adam Somerset.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good. You said your, what was your last name? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's Somerset.
Thank you. And can you verify that first name?
Yes, ma'am. My first name is Adam.
Thank you. Can you verify that address for me?
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's part of what I'm calling about. So my new address, which should be set correctly now, is 8427 Summerford Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269. But
no,
my
sir.
Old address is 750 Helmsman Lane, Chapin, South Carolina, 29036.
Thank you. So I have an account for the CryoFreeze CBD oil where you're getting it every 2 months. And you stated you wanted to update your address. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, well, that's the problem. Y'all shipped both the D3. So I should have a D3 supplement is the only thing I should have now as a subscription monthly. The D3 vitamin. Yeah, that's all I show. That, so basically I moved and I had changed my address. It looked like it didn't take correctly. It has not been forwarded to my new address for the CBD. Which actually I wanted to cancel the CBD. I couldn't take it. I had to see a doctor and I had some stuff going on with like my stomach and I'm not able to take the CBD. So I wanted to cancel that, which I've done in my profile, but it sounds like it may not have registered properly, but from everything I can see, it's canceled. And I also wanted to see, so y'all shipped me out another CBD and the vitamin D3, which I take the vitamin D3 every day. But it's shipped to my old address, and it has not been forwarded to my new address, possibly because it's vitamins. Maybe that's something that can't be forwarded. So I haven't received either.
All right, let's see. All right, yes, sir. So I can take a look at your account here, and let's see. See here. Okay, so I do see where the CBD oil was canceled, and I do see the only one that you have is the our vitamin D3. It does look like it was shipped out. Oh, see, the next shipment date is for the June the 8th of 2021. So let's see.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see here. Okay. Yeah, so your next order is due on the June the 8th of 2021. So it does look like you did call in time to change your address, and I'll go ahead and take care of that for you today.
Sure. So one, you shipped it to my old address. Can I have another shipment sent to my new address? I did go into my profile, and I've also called previously, but the call was disconnected when I called to handle this like a week or two ago, and I just haven't had time to call back since.
Okay, so have you not?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Have you received May shipment?
I have not. Yeah, that's the problem. For the D3 is the only thing I need, though. So what I was also going to call about is I would like to return the CBD. I cannot take it. I had to stop taking the other just because of some stomach stuff I had going on. So I have no use for it. And it's also, it sounds like it's probably sitting in my mailbox out in, like, you know, pretty hot weather down in South Carolina. So it's probably no good, actually. Yeah, because
right,
it has not been forwarded to my new address, even though I set up mail forwarding, probably because it's like vitamins, you know, and every state has different CBD laws and all that or something. I don't know.
All right, sir. So I did want to let you know that we're not taking returns at this. We don't take returns at this time. Let's see. But what I could do for you is I can give you a 50% refund back on that.
Yeah, that's fine. And then I'll just discard the CBD because it's sat out in the heat more than likely. It's sitting in my mailbox at the old address. And so it's probably not, you know, it probably shouldn't be in that high temperatures anyway. Otherwise, I'd give it to someone. But
right, yes, sir. So, let's see. Can I place you on hold for one moment while I get that ready for you?
Sure. Thank you,
All
ma'am.
right, thank you. I'm still here, okay, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you for
Thank
holding.
you.
I'm still here, sir, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just
All right,
working
thank you.
while I wait. Yeah.
All right, yes, sir, I understand. I'm just trying to check in with you so you don't think I've disconnected the call on you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Sure.
All right. I'm still here, okay, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you for holding. So it'll just be a few more moments, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, sir, so thank you for holding. So I went ahead and refunded you 50% of that $19.98 for you. And I've also have another reshipment of vitamin D3 coming to you as well. And I would need to update your
Okay.
address for you, so it'll go right to the right to the right address, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Can you provide me with your address?
Oh, yes, ma'am. So it's 8427, and then it's one word. It's Summer Ford, like the season and the car brand. But one word,
Is
Drive.
that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you spell that?
Summer. Yes, ma'am. It's Summerford, Drive. And then that's Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269.
And you saw Charlotte, Charlotte.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. And then what was that zip code again? I'm sorry.
28269.
You said 28269?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. Is your phone number still the same? 803-440-9800?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. So I have that up your address updated to 8427 Summer Court Sword Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269.
Yeah, except for it's Summer Ford, so it's Summer, and then it's like the car brand Ford,
Oh, Ford.
Ford.
Ooh, I'm glad I
Yeah.
repeated that for you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's my
Ford.
accent too, because if I say it, I just say Summerford, and I don't say it how it should be pronounced because of my accent. So that's why I say it before I
Yes, I
break it down,
understand. All right.
so it'll
So,
make them a little more clear.
and you also should receive that refund within the next 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Sure. Yeah. Great.
All right. Is there anything else I
Yeah.
can
And
assist
just
you
so
with
you know,
today? Oh,
even though
sorry.
I canceled, I have my mom set up on y'all's CBD. She does recurring monthly shipments because y'all's CBD is really good. I just can't take it right now because of the stomach stuff. So it's not an issue with the product. It's more an issue with me, my situation.
Yes, sir, I understand.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I'll look out for that vitamin D3, and then the regular. We can, if you're shipping out another one now, we can change the date to be, what, 2 days out from today, so June 22nd, because I just take one pill every day.
Okay.
Does
All right,
that make
yes, sir.
sense?
Let's see. All right, yes, sir. It's not scheduled to, the vitamin D3 is not scheduled to be shipped out until June the 8th.
Oh, okay. Then I'll need
Oh, you're
to
talking about for
bump up
May.
the date.
You're talking about May shipment?
Yes, see, I didn't receive it, so I only have 4 pills left, like 4 vitamins left. So I need another one like now. So if we can change it, if we can change it to now as soon as possible, if that's okay. And
Yes,
I'll just
sir.
get on a new shipping cycle because I'm about to be out.
Yes, sir. They're going to they'll have it reach they'll have it they'll have it shipped out to you today, and it takes from the day it gets shipped out, it takes 5 to 7 business days.
Oh, so you changed my cycle date so it won't ship out on June 8th any longer. It now
No, sir.
starts around the 20th.
No, sir. What I've done is I've sent you a reshipment out today for May. Since you got charged for May and didn't receive it, I sent you a reshipment
I see.
out since you moved.
Okay.
So that's why I sent you a reshipment out for May. So if you receive, whenever you receive May's product, if you do see you have enough till June, you can call back in and we can extend it out for, a couple more months until you can get caught back up on
Well, no,
your
I just
vitamins.
need to yes, so I'll just need to I think I can do it online. One second. Let me see next order day. So you said it'll ship out within the next 5 days?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'll just do the same date as today. That way it always arrives the same. Oh, well, if I go in, it still has my old address as my shipping. So I want to change the next one, like the since you sent me a reshipment, can we change the June 8th one to June 20th? That way it falls in line with the reshipment. You see what I'm saying? The regular subscription falls in line when I should be running out pretty soon. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, sir. Let's see. So I can change it for, is that what you're wanting me to do, is to change June shipment out?
Yeah, so change June to June 20th because you put in the order for a
Okay.
reshipment today, which those that'll be the vitamins I'm actively taking because I only have 4 left right now, and so I only have 4 days of the vitamin left, and so we can do the 20th of June, which will fall in line with when you put the reshipment in today. You see what I mean? I was gonna do it in my account because I see I can, but it still has my old address for some reason. Showing as my shipping information. Maybe because like the change you made takes a little time or something.
Yes, sir. It does take a little bit of time. Let's see here. I'm gonna try to go in and see what we can do here. All right. So we want edit for you. Let's see. Okay. So. I see what I did. Okay. So, let's see. So your address is 8427 Summer Ford Drive, correct?
Yes, ma'am. That'll be
Alrighty.
the single address moving forward. Yep.
All right. All right, there we go. I got that updated for you there. Let's see. All right, when did you want, you said June the 20th?
Yes, ma'am, June the 20th.
Okay, so I can have that out for, I can have it set to June the 20th. There we go. Okay, so, let's see. All right, so I went ahead and got that changed for you until for June the 20th, and you should receive your next sh your May shipment within 5 to 7 business days, okay?
Thank you so much, ma'am. I appreciate all your help. I very much appreciate it.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
That's all. Thank you.
All right. Well, again, thank you for calling Omax Health, and I do hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thanks.